Livonian Castle Ruins. Unfortunately, only the ruins of the outer wall, cellars, and bulwark can testify of the once mighty castle of medieval order of German knights. Built in 13th century, it was the first Livonian order fortification on the right bank of the river Gauja. As usually with old castles, there were underground passageways for escape in the case of a siege. The story goes that there were even such passageways under the Gauja, which led from the castle to the other side of the Gauja. The castle was built in a strategic location. It was safeguarded from attacks by the steep bank of the river and by the deep ravine of the tributary of the river Gauja known as Rāzupīte. The castle was rebuilt, expanded, and fortified several times. The main part of the castle was protected by high walls, river cliffs, and a fortified forepart, forcing attackers to focus on the Riga side. The castle walls were 2 meters thick and about 10 meters high, built from large boulders. A deep moat connected the Gauja and the Rāzupīte, making it difficult to get close to the castle. The moat was filled up in the 16th century. After the development of guns, ramparts, and protruding bastions were added. The castle was a venue for Landtags, meetings of representatives from the Livonian Order counties, at which important political decisions were made. In 1702, during the Northern War, the Russian Tsar Peter I occupied and burned down the town. Valmiera Castle was also destroyed and lost its military significance. The castle was never rebuilt, and the local residents were allowed to use the boulders as building material for their own homes. As a result, the historical buildings in the center of the town could boast of having foundation stones from the castle walls. Today, the castle ruin house, Valmiera Museum and Exhibition Hall, an herb garden, an old pharmacy, Marsner's house, and other premises. A small open-air stage is a venue for concerts, performances, celebration of museum days, and ancient Latvian holidays.